We're back here on Big Blue Draft Night live on Giants.com, and now we're joined by the newest member of the New York Football Giant, Oklahoma wide receiver, the Giants' second-round pick, Sterling Shepard. Sterling, you got John Schmelkin, Paul Dottino here in New Jersey. Welcome to New York. Welcome to the Giants. Congratulations. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, man, I'm doing great. I appreciate you all. I'm just so happy right now, man. It's surreal.
Well, did you have a feel that the Giants might be a place you could land? What was your contact like with them throughout the draft process?
You know, honestly, it wasn't that much. I didn't talk to them much through the NFL Combine. I didn't talk to them much at the Senior Bowl. I think I may have filled out like a little questionnaire, but that's about as far as it goes. You know?
We have been told, Sterling, that you are primarily a slot guy. That's where you lined up a lot. We've talked a lot about you here before you were able to make your phone call. How comfortable are you being in the slot and being outside and running the route tree? Because Eli Manning's probably going to throw you a lot of footballs.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, that's just what I do. I love running the route tree, run more than the route tree. So I'm excited and got a great quarterback in Eli and great guys surrounding me. So I'm happy.
Now, Sterling, I'm sure you've heard your entire career. He's just 5'10", but I know you like to think that you play a lot bigger than what your numbers and measurables might say, right?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, a lot of people don't think I can play outside, but I definitely can. I played it 2 years out of college, and then, you know, my senior year, I would play both of them at different times of the game, so I can definitely do it all.
Well, you know, I'm going to have to ask you about the NFL receivers that you've watched, admired, and perhaps even modeled yourself after a little bit. Now, you don't have to say the politically correct thing that Odell Beckham Jr. is one of your idols, but please feel free if you want to do so.
Oh, no, I mean, you know, there's guys that I definitely look up to, and I pattern my game after. You know, two of them are on the New York Giants, Victor Cruz and Odell Beckham. You know, I look up to those guys, and love watching their game, and then Antonio Brown's another guy. So, man, I'm happy, man. I'm landed in the perfect spot.
You know, Sterling, reading about you throughout this draft process, it really is clear you're from a football family, and football is really a huge part of what you are and your life. It's not just something that you do. How important is football to you, and how much do you really love the game, and how important is you, you know, to do the extra work and do the mental part of the game to make you better on the field?
I say this all the time, and this is what I was born to do. You know, my dad played in the NFL, like you all know. I played college at Oklahoma, you know, so I was kind of born into this thing, and along with my uncles. My uncles did too, so my family is straight football, and that's all it's ever been. That's all I ever know. So I'm excited and I'm ready to get to work. And that's the main thing. This process has been a pretty long ordeal, and I'm just ready to get back to playing football, to be honest.
Sterling, you have played at a big-time program. There's a lot of folks out there in Oklahoma that absolutely eat, sleep, and breathe football. So I know pressure is not going to scare you, but you are coming to New York City. This is the Big Apple. You're a number two pick, and a lot of people are real excited about you. What do you think about living in the big city and the adjustment you will have to make to becoming an NFL player, but also playing in front of these fans at the Meadowlands?
I mean, more than anything, I'm excited, man. I've played in front of a lot of fans and a lot of diehard fans, and I know New York Giants fans are the same exact way, so I'll be comfortable in that. I've never been to New York, though, so this will be a first, but I'll be able to adjust. I mean, when I get in there and I start going to work, my focus will be on work, and, you know, that's just what it will be. I'm just excited for this opportunity.
Sterling, final question. You talked about adjusting to being in New York, but how about adjusting to the on-the-field work in the NFL? I'm sure you talk to a lot of people, you talk to your coaches. Where are you trying to focus on bringing your game to the next level so your transition to the NFL is smooth and you can really land with your feet running in year number one?
I think the biggest thing is probably adjusting to the speed. That was the biggest jump from high school to college. And, you know, I've heard from guys that are playing in the league that played at Oklahoma with me that was the biggest adjustment. So when you get the speed down and, you know, you learn the plays, if you learn the plays, then you'll be able to play at your highest level. So I'd definitely be in the film room and trying to get the system down is the main thing. I ran a pro style, not a pro style offense, a spread offense, so I got to get adjusted to the pro style. So, but I'll put my head down. I'll go to work. That's just the type of guy I am.
Sterling, great stuff. We appreciate the time. Congratulations. Welcome to New York, and we'll see you at rookie minicamp in just about a week, all right?
All right. Thank you so much.
The newest member of the New York Football Giants, Oklahoma wide receiver, Sterling Shepard.